When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's time for Dodger Baseball.
Welcome to Dodger Stadium.
Dodgers win!
This is the golden age of Dodger Baseball.
Grand slam!
It's a double for Freddie.
They're going to make big signings. They're going to make impact trades. This is the most anticipated season in Dodgers history.
Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Big blue, bleed blue, and I'm out. What is up, Dodgers Nation? Welcome to the Dodgers Nation post-game show. Thanks for rocking with us after the Dodgers collapse late against the Detroit Tigers. They lose in extra innings. The Dodgers lose 11-9. Their record on the year falls to 56-40. 7.5 games up of the Padres in the division. A game and a half up of the Milwaukee Brewers in the National League. But this was by far the most embarrassing loss of the season. The biggest collapse of the season. It was the first time the Dodgers have blown a 5-run lead in the ninth inning since 2009, since July 5th, 2009, when they lost to the San Diego Padres. I actually remember that game. Broxton came in for Billingsley. They lose that one down at Petco Park. That was on July 5th, 2009. And tonight, in Detroit, this was supposed to be you had a really nice win the day prior. You get 5 1/3 out of your bullpen. And then Robleski, he gets to start today. And yes, he wasn't outstanding or anything like that. Justin Robleski on the night gave up 3 runs in 5 innings. But he was the first pitcher to go multiple 5-run inning games since Gavin Stone did it on June 20th and June 25th. So at the very least, you get 5 innings out of Justin Robleski, and your offense gives you a large enough lead. You are up 5 runs in the ninth inning, and I see people out there, send Ricky Fenasco back to AAA. Never let Ricky Fenasco ever get another opportunity. Sure, you can have that take if you want. The truth of the matter is, that was the perfect time to use Ricky Fenasco in that situation to save some of the innings and save some of these pitches from this depleted bullpen. Unfortunately, Ricky just, it wasn't pretty for Ricky, and he just did not get the job done. He ends up allowing a single to Perez, and then Malloy, he singled to center, and that's a 9-4 game right there. He got runners on the corners, and then Veerling, he doubled to left. That scored Malloy and Perez. They quickly get 2 runs, and it's a 96 game, and you have to go to your closer, Evan Phillips, in a save situation. And Evan Phillips, who last Saturday, he blew the lead by giving up that home run to Christian Yelich. Well, he doesn't get the job done once again. He gets the first out, and he gets Green to ground to second. and Vierling, he makes it to third, and then he strikes out Rodgers with a perfectly placed pinpoint four-seam fastball on the outside, and then he gives it the single to Kelly. That scored Vierling to make it 9-7, and then Keith, first pitch to Keith, a cutter on the outer half. He crushes it to right center, 364 feet, and that ties things up at 9. Thankfully, he didn't blow it there. McKinstry, he singled to left, and he ended up stealing second, and he gets valeted to ground to the pitcher. So at least he didn't lose the game there, but he did blow the save. But we have a lot to talk to, guys, because let's be honest, this Dodgers team, we're at a point right now where, yes, is this roster going to look different after the All-Star break with Mookie Betts and Max Muncy return? Sure it is. But it's not the offense, even though you could use another bat, there's no doubt about that. But right now, adding a big offensive bat and adding a impact outfielder, if you don't fix the starting rotation, if you don't add quality pitching, that's like going out there and buying a Porsche when you don't have a functioning toilet, okay? Because right now, they're just not getting enough from their starting rotation. Since June 1st, the starters have combined to go 172 and a third innings. That is 28 out of 30 teams in Major League Baseball. That is less than 5 innings per start. So this should come as, I know it's shocking, but it shouldn't be too surprising. It's shocking, but it's not as surprising when you look at the fact that this bullpen, you're using guys like Johan Ramirez and Anthony Bonda, guys that have stepped up, there's no doubt about it, but the injuries to Brusdar and Brazier and Kelly, a lot of these impact arms that you were expecting to get big innings from this season, they just haven't been there. You lose Glass now, who his ERA has gone up every single month since the start of the season, even though when he's on and he's on his best day, he takes a backseat to no one, but still he's had some clunkers of late. And then you look at Yoshinobu Yamamoto, he's out. Thankfully, good news for Yoshinobu Yamamoto, he's throwing again and things are trending in the right direction for Yamamoto, and hopefully we see Yoshinobu back sooner than later and that he looks like he did before the injury. But even Bobby Miller, Walker Buehler, Gavin Stone has been the rock of this rotation in the last month or so, but still, they have some issues. And I'll tell you right now that if this organization, Andrew Friedman and company, if they're not aggressive and they're not willing to overpay in what's going to be a big-time seller's market at the trade deadline, if you're not going to go out there and be willing to give up some of these prospects to get one or two starters, I think two starters, Garrett Crochet and either Jack Flaherty, Yusei Kikuchi, a Fetty, a Zach Eflin, a Nathan Eovaldi, a Tyler Anderson, one of those guys. And then I also think you need a reliever too. And I would much rather have Tanner Scott than Kenley Jansen. And that's not even a question in my eyes. So this team, all the hype in the world, all the money, they make all the money, they print money, the sellout crowds, the bobblehead nights, all that stuff is awesome. But if you don't win the World Series, this year is going to be considered a colossal disaster in a lot of people's eyes. I think at the very least you need to get to the World Series. And right now, yes, you're missing key guys. There's no doubt about that. But there are glaring needs above that as well that you need to address. And you cannot wait for the injured guys to come back and rely on that. D-Mac, please make us feel better. Alex, I was going to ask you guys the same because, I mean, that's not a way to start the weekend right now, okay? You got this beautiful day in L.A., and the Dodgers are blowing a 5-run lead in the 9th inning. I was here ready to talk about this team, finding a way to just put together a nice series win after getting swept against Philadelphia. I wanted to talk about Shohei Ohtani's 200th home run, how he was flirting with the Saiga, how Shohei Ohtani is now just one home run away from tying Cody Bellinger's franchise record for the most home runs hit before the All-Star break, and celebrate a little bit. Celebrate a nice summer weekend here in L.A. Shohei hit his 29th home run today, so you feel good about that. But no, it's not the case. We got Daniel Terrible, Jonah Bass. Barnes needs to hit a fastball that is middle in the ninth. we'll break this down in depth, and you can't put this on Austin Barnes. I mean, Austin Barnes, he's really played well. He's on a hot streak. I mean, nine game hitting streak for Austin Barnes. He goes 1-for-4. And I also see people out there talking about Freddie Freeman and Freddie Freeman grounding into that double play in the 10th inning. And yes, you had an opportunity if you're the Dodgers. The 10th inning, Austin Barnes, he strikes out looking. Yes, you'd like to see him swing the bat and be aggressive in that spot. I absolutely agree with that. But they intentionally walk Ohtani. They hit Teoscar Hernandez. Looked like it was the fatty part of the forearm, so hopefully he's okay. We'll wait for an update on that. And that brought up Freddie Freeman with runners on second and third. And Freddie Freeman, he grounds into a double play on the first pitch. But you look at that play right there, 101.4 miles per hour off the bat, had a .550 expected batting average. So you really can't put that on Freddie Freeman. And then the bottom of the 10th inning, Perez sacked to first. You had that bunt situation there. Valade goes to third. And then Gio Urshela, 2-1 count. He crushes a Johan Ramirez sweeper right down Broadway, a hanging sweeper, and he absolutely pulverized it to give the Detroit Tigers an 11-9 win, and the collapse was complete for LA. And you really just hate to see that. You really hate to see that in that situation, but still, I think for me, this team, above just getting guys back, it's also how you construct the bullpen. I mean, you look at Ramirez in that situation. You need a guy to go out there and miss bats. The Dodgers bullpen this season, they have a combined 22.7% strikeout rate. That's good for 19th in Major League Baseball. That's not going to play in the postseason. You need some more dominant style relievers that can miss bats in key situations. We got Paul Gutierrez. Maybe if all of our starters weren't hurt all the time, we wouldn't have to use the bullpen so much. Kelly O'Shea. I feel like the Dodgers didn't collapse. The bullpen collapsed. Dave Roberts made a very good choice. Well, they lose it. Win as a team, you lose as a team. And yeah, sometimes it's the offense, sometimes it's the pitching. But yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the Dodgers, they had multiple opportunities to even score more runs in this game. But yeah, you're right. I mean, anytime you put up a 9 spot, you feel good about that. You score 9 runs in a game, you have a 5-run lead in the 9th, you have to absolutely win that game. Having said that, they still go 4-for-14 with runners in scoring position. Gavin Lux goes 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position. And you have certain opportunities there where you could have absolutely performed a little better. But you know, let me ask you guys, I mean, what do you think the Dodgers need to do to fix this? What's the most important thing? IV, Phillips needs to get the job done there. He has more experience and has more credibility. IV, this ultimately, when your closer goes out there and he gets 2 outs and then he gives up the home run in that situation, absolutely, you have to put it on him. I mean, that's your closer. He's your closer for a reason, and it's unfortunate that he's not able to come through there. And then Johan Ramirez, I mean, here's the Johan Ramirez home run. You look at this, is a sweeper hanging right out of the plate.
Than lefties. Oh, wow. Yeah. Ball, left field, way back. Tigers win.
So it's tough, and there's fatigue involved, and there's no doubt about that. Bro, we about to face the Sox. We got the Kike pitching better than Vinasco. That's from Victor Baños. Wow, that's a finish him.
Finish him.
Phillips should have gotten the save. That's from Keytron 40,000, native relative. Let's go down here. We got the super chat, $100 super chat from my guy, Whack'em Sticks. I'm going glass half full perspective today. This loss is going to jolt the front office into a major signing at the trade deadline. I smell an ace and an impact bat coming. Let's get it done. Well, I got to give you a comment of the show. Mr. Whack'em Sticks dropping down a bill. Appreciate you, my guy. Perfect. A Dodgers Nation first ballot Hall of Famer. Once we announce those, for sure, when you drop that kind of coin. And I do think that if you do want to spin a positive, that has to be really what you focus on, is that if this does not ignite and lead to Andrew Friedman going out there and being aggressive at the deadline, then I don't know what will, because it's clear you need to add an impact reliever. Tanner Scott, Kenley Jansen, I don't think the Red Sox are going to be sellers. I think they're right there in the wild card, so I don't think it's going to happen. And Tanner Scott over Kenley Jansen all day, every day, Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, all day with a bullet, okay? No doubt about that. But I think you need some fresh blood, too, some new blood, too.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
I don't like this reheating the McDonald's French fries type players. A Pablo Ramos, no World Series, LOL, what a joke. Look, I always tell you guys, Major League Baseball season's 162 games and you're furious the entire time. Today's one of those days that you're going to be furious. BC, Yamamoto will be back. I think Yamamoto will be back too. There's no doubt about that. But I think to say, oh, he's going to be back and stay back, or he's going to go back and stay effective, and he's going to come back and that rotator cuff strain is not going to be an issue. We've learned too many times in the past, waiting for Walker Buehler to return, waiting for Tony Gonsolin to return, waiting for Clayton Kershaw to return, waiting for Blake Treinen to return, waiting for Cole Hamels to pitch, waiting for Danny Duffy to pitch, the Dodgers' version of the Loch Ness Monster, right? They've been burned too many times in the past to sit and just assume for the best for their injured players. And I hope that's the number one thing, the number one lesson in the last two collapses against the Padres and the Diamondbacks. Remember, this is a team that has won 211 games and just one postseason game in the last 2 years. Well, I hope the one thing they learned in those two postseasons is you can't just assume guys are going to return and be effective. You saw in 22, you waited for Blake trying to come back, gives it the home run to Cronenworth in game two. Tony Gonsolin comes back, he gets obliterated in game three and didn't perform well, just didn't have it in that one. You just cannot rely on injured players that are dealing with stuff. It never works. We've seen that in the past, especially with this team. If you're truly all in on winning the World Series this season, you have to go out there and get reinforcements elsewhere, because if you trade for a player and that player is tradable, it means he's shown something this season. He has it this season, okay? Is that the case for a lot of these guys for this Dodgers team? They haven't proven that enough. Walker Buehler is a wild card. Even Clayton Kershaw is a wild card. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, I definitely think highly of. You know how I feel about Yoshinobu Yamamoto. And the good news is the Dodgers said today, Dave Roberts said that he played catch from 60 feet twice this week. So he's throwing, so that's positive. But still, you just can't do that. Give me Garrett Crochet plus another starter plus a reliever, okay? That has to be the wish list right now. We need Tanner Scott. Nothing to celebrate. D-Mac. That's from Juice Narrows. Dodgers are the joke of the season, not the White Sox or Rockies. That is from Jay Manga. Yeah, sound it out, guys. I mean, let it out. I mean, Michael McCaffrey, Doug Shohei bets the Dodgers will make the playoffs. Okay, that's a major, bro. Can you say we need a real closer? That's what we got. Mr. Martin, I hate when the Dodgers ruin my day on the way to my daughter's send-out party. Bummer. If only we had a Zach McKinstry. That's from Dem Bum. We get the same Dodgers, different year from you. Make a bear. Ronnie, hey, D-Mac, will Friedman hold out till the very last day for trades? I don't think so. I mean, the trade deadlines come down to that week, and there's a lot of negotiating that takes place. But Donald Segura, Evan Phillips is way overrated and hyped. Dodgers need a genuine closer, Tanner Scott. Look, I think that Evan Phillips is fantastic in the role he plays for this team. I think that if you want a traditional closer, it's got to be closer by committee. You want to work those matchups the way they play out. If you look at Evan Phillips on the season, he's pitched in 29 and two-thirds innings, has a 2.73 ERA and a 3.57 FIP on the season. So as far as Evan Phillips and his time in LA, this is really the least effective that he's been so far, but he's still shown those sides of dominance. But I do think he profiles more as a high leverage guy, as a fireman type, than a true lights out closer type. Ray Soto, they point out no starting pitcher has gone 5+ innings since Gavin Stone, and that's taxing the pen. Yeah, and I just mentioned that early in the show that before today you didn't have a Dodgers starter going 5 innings in 2 consecutive starts since Stone did it in June. And just kind of getting back on this game, we'll kind of start with the recap earlier, and then we'll kind of dive into the takes. So I'll do 10 more takeaways, though, from you guys. Daniel, D-Mac, we fire Roberts. We will never lose again. Jonas Bass, wasted offense today. J-Bear, 927. Man, today was really disappointing. I really thought they had it. NS, what a total F show. Reen Castellanos, impossible for a contender for a World Series to have such a meltdown. BC, I was hoping he'd pinch hit Will Smith for Barnes and extras, BCs. I was thinking that too, because you have Clutch Prince, and he got the big hit with two outs yesterday, and you were hoping that you could kind of get that magic again, and unfortunately, that was not the case, and it just did not happen. And really, this falls on the pitching side. What up, Diane Schroeder? Always rocking with us. You know, I appreciate you on the show. Brandon, the only thing I want to see is Roberts hold players accountable. Can't blame him for this loss. Yeah, this one's tough to put on Dave just because, I mean, you can only play the hand you're dealt, and you got a Ricky Venasco who, is he big league caliber? At this stage, he hasn't proven anything, so it shouldn't surprise people when young pitchers on the road don't have success. It's kind of a part of the process. At some point, it's going to happen. But still, kind of having said that, I mean, Evan, if I told you Evan Phillips was going to come in a saving situation, you would probably think that he was going to be able to get the job done against this Detroit Tigers team. And I don't want to hear that silly, oh, it's every team's World Series. I'm so tired of that take. I am so tired of that take. Mookie Betts said during the start of the season that it's every team's World Series. And sure, team's going to play up, but that's no excuse. These are big leaguers. Money is going to motivate players more than, oh, it's the Dodgers. Are we serious about this? There's no way we're serious about that. That, oh, it's every team's World Series. No, these players have families they want to take care of. They have goals and dreams of their own. And the better they play, the more money they earn. If you're a player in Major League Baseball at this level and you need to be facing the Dodgers to be at your best, then you shouldn't be at this level in the first place. So I am so tired of that take. I think that, look, yes, the Dodgers, they're the rock stars of baseball, and they have all these talented players. But no, there's a lot of talent around this league. Even on the worst team, they're still pros. I mean, come on now. Let's just end that for sure. We got Alfonso, you're tired of it, but it's true. You think that just because they're playing the Dodgers, they played better today? I mean, I think that's just absurd. These guys are like, there's literally just over 20,000 players that have played Major League Baseball in history. Okay, there's 700 guys in the league. They're all statistical miracles to make it to this level, and they need to play the Dodgers to be at their best. No, the Dodgers lost because they didn't execute, they didn't play well enough. I think that's a cop-out, an excuse, if you are the Dodgers. Time to trade for Jansen, Michael McCaffrey. When is Mookie going to be able to bowl again? Mookie's going to be back. He's going to be just fine. Gotani cannot do it all. Yeah, I mean, Shohei, give him credit. I mean, he went out there, and he performed well. I mean, look at this team early on. You're able to get a run early. Top of the first inning, Freddie Freeman grounded to a fielder's choice to score Ohtani after Ohtani led off the game with a triple. They get one run on one hit, and then you jump all the way to the bottom of the second, and Green gets a leadoff single off Robleski. Canna was safe on a fielding error by Kike Hernandez. Just not a good play there by Kike. It's another big takeaway. The defense wasn't crisp, but wasn't clean. And a few batters later, Keith, he doubled to center to score Canna and Green to give the Tigers a 2-1 lead. So that error comes back to cost them. And then he's able to get the last two outs. He ends up striking Valade out, looking on a really nice slider up in the zone. Got him in between there. So two runs on two hits in that inning. Then top of the third inning, Barnes draws a leadoff walk. He gets a second after a wild pitch by Montero. Couple batters later, Teoscar reached on an infield single to third. Freeman single to right. That loaded the bases for Andy Páez. He struck out swinging on a four-seam fastball up and in. And then Chris Taylor with the bases loaded. He walked to put the Dodgers in a tie. That tied things up at 2-2. And then Gavin Lux, with the bases loaded, he flied out to right. A slider right out over the plate. Didn't do much with it. So they only get one run on two hits in an inning where they could really have gotten a bigger lead early on. And then you jump to this fifth inning, top of the fifth. 2-2 game. Shohei Ohtani steps to the plate. He crushes a home run, his 29th of the season. That made it 3-2 LA. And then a couple batters later, Freddie Freeman, he draws a 4-pitch walk. Andy Páez, he doubles to left to give the Dodgers runners on second and third with one out. And then Chris Taylor, with runners on second and third, he strikes out looking on a four-seam fastball down the way. And then give Gavin Lux credit. He singled to right. That scored Freddie Freeman and Andy Páez. So a two-run single for Gavin Lux made it 5-2 Dodgers. So they get three runs on three hits there in the fifth inning. And then bottom of the fifth, with the Dodgers up 5-2, Robleski back out there. He gives up a home run to Valade, a cutter down in the zone. He crushed it to make it 5-3. And then Ibanez on a 1-1 count, he crushed a slider for a dong, and that made it 5-4, the Tigers within one. So that really is the issue with Robleski, is these home runs coming in bunches, and there was another example there. Was able to get out of that inning. Even after he gave up that double to Riley Green, he got Rodgers to fly to center. But still, the Tigers get two runs on three hits there in the fifth. And in the top of the sixth, with the Dodgers up 5-4, Kevin Biggio, he drew a leadoff walk. Austin Barnes, he singled to set the Dodgers up with runners on the corners. And then Shohei, he grounded to a fielder's choice to give the Dodgers another run. They go up 6-4. So they add another run there in the sixth. And then the seventh inning, big inning for the Dodgers. Páez leadoff single to left. CT reached on an infield single to short. Lux, he lined into a double play. Tough play there by Gavin Lux. The expected batting average was almost 700. So tough Lux there. And then Kike Hernandez, he hits a solo shot. He hits a two-run shot there to give the Dodgers an 8-4 lead. His first hit in July. He had been 0-for-19 this month. So Kike, he hits a bomb there to give the Dodgers a 4-run lead. And then later in the top of the eighth inning, Freddie Freeman hit a sac fly to center to put the Dodgers up 9-4. And that is before the collapse. So really, we broke down that bottom of the ninth with Ricky Venasco, the 10th, and just a ugly, ugly loss for the Dodgers. First time they have blown a 5-run lead in the ninth inning since July 5th, 2009, when Chad Billingsley and Jonathan Broxton blew that lead to the San Diego Padres down in Petco Park. So, question you guys, is the worst loss of the season? Dion Schroeder, for the last several times, the Dodgers are a 500 club and no better. I mean, they look like a 500 club right now, and they're hovering around 500 in their last almost 45 games at this point. So, yeah, they have been playing 500 ball for quite some time. James Brown, Dodgers of the PSG of baseball. Ouch. Still a lot of baseball to go. You cannot keep all four rookies, Lux, Vargas, Albin, and Páez. Someone needs to get traded for a better player. DJ Jimenez, 7-8-9. They have to trade guys from this 40-man roster when you look at the roster crunch at some point. Will it be one of those names mentioned? I definitely think probably we'll see Gavin Lux optioned down to AAA when Mookie Betts gets healthy. Miguel Vargas, he's shown some potential as far as what he can do at the plate. Do they trust him offensively? Did have that nice outfield assist the other day, but yesterday he did really nice outfield assist, but he's a guy who's big league ready. How do teams value him? Páez, I'd be really surprised if they traded him just because he's shown that he can be a consistent big league bat. He's dangerous at the plate, and he's played above average defense. Outman, a little bit on the older side as a prospect. If another team values him, I wouldn't be surprised if they moved him. So, love all those guys, but at some point you do have to kind of make some moves and give these guys opportunities for sure. Professor, oh, bring it, Mr. D-Mac. What up, my man? Tigers are on a hot streak too, Tiger Town. What up, Tiger Town? We got Detroit Tigers fans in here rocking with us. Hit that subscribe button. Become Dodgers fans. Ivy stroking. D-Mac almost went full rapid forte mode when he started off saying, if you're a player in this game. Yeah, you know what I mean. Above that new Eminem thing. But D-Mac, give me one reason why we shouldn't be extremely disappointed in this team. Look, the truth of the matter is you have a 7.5 game lead in the National League West. You have a lot of key injuries at the moment. When it comes to October, if this team gets hot, even with this roster at hand, they would still have a chance. But I think what I'm concerned about is I don't want to put the NLDS to a chance, right? I want to load up. I want to do whatever it takes this season to win a ring. And then you get your parade in LA for the first time since 1988. You get a championship with Mookie and Freddie and Shohei in their absolute primes. And then you prove to all the haters out there this organization can win a World Series in a full 162-game season. That has to be the absolute priority. I don't care what anyone says about what this team has done in the last 11 years, where you have 11 straight postseason appearances. You need to win more World Series titles with these resources, or the truth of the matter is, here's a truth bomb. Here's something that's undeniable. This is undeniable. No one can dispute what I'm about to say. If the Dodgers do not win a World Series with this group in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you can look back and say that this organization did less with more than any organization in professional sports. That's truly what's at stake. I know those are high stakes, but that's just the truth and the reality. And I believe this team is going to win the World Series with this group and this front office and this manager. So I feel good about that, but that truly is what's at stake. We got to know Doug. It's true. Players play better against playing better. But what you're so basically, that's probably one of the most insulting things I think you could say to a professional player. I mean, the truth of the matter is these guys, money is a more of a motivator than playing for the Dodgers. I mean, come on. I think that's a little narcissistic to think that, oh, because of the Dodgers, they're losing because of it's other teams' World Series. I mean, it's fun to say. Is it the reality? I don't think so. These managers, these coaches, these players, their livelihoods, their jobs are on the line, okay? Every single day. So I don't buy it. I don't buy it. And I disagree with it. Yeah. Do you play up? Is there more juice when you play the Dodgers? Sure. Is that truly impacting the outcome of the games because of the Dodgers? I don't believe that. I truly don't, because I respect the professionalism of other players around the league. Okay. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. That's just how it is. I mean, when you look at the truth is that you can think of the worst player in Major League Baseball. They're still a miracle. There's 780 players on active rosters in baseball. Less than 800 on a planet with billions. Okay? These guys all got to this level because they were great at some point. I love my Dodgers. Puerto Rico into house. We got Tigers suck. Dodgers suck more today. Unbelievable. That's from NS. Spend more money and we win. And rocks. Lux got a big hit. LOL. Kevin, this team needs something more than talent. It needs grit. Dave is too busy issuing hugs to inspire a fight off ropes mindset in the club. Sorry, not sorry. That's from Kevin Thiele over on Facebook. Let's go down here. Let's see what else we got. Both. We got to the Lux experiment. He's to end, and he needs to get shipped out. That's from Native. Mike Saldana, Biggio, Taylor, Lux, Barnes, Kike. These guys will not get many wins. Don't trade Páez. I agree. Do not trade Páez. Ricky Fenasco had no business being sent out there. The truth is, this bullpen had been so heavily taxed. You got a bullpen game the following day. If you're ever going to have him on the roster in a situation.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
This was made for it. The truth is, he didn't get the job done, and Evan Phillips didn't get the job done. And look, you notice bullpen guys are almost like kickers in the NFL, where you only talk about them when they do something extremely great, right? Something that's really unbelievable, or they're missing kicks. Your Brett Maher with the Cowboys, right? Things like that. or you're doing Justin Tucker type stuff with the Ravens, and you're doing getting these crazy kicks, Adam Vinatieri, things like that. Because notice who we didn't talk about today. We didn't talk about the Dodgers relievers that went out there and got the job done. We didn't talk about Anthony Bonda and Blake Treinen and Alex Vesia, who tossed three scoreless frames. Now, before the ninth inning, the Dodgers relievers in the series had 8 1/3 scoreless innings throughout this series. So the story, it's funny how quickly narratives and stories can change. Before that meltdown, the ninth inning, the story of this series was the Dodgers bullpen, and it could have been 9+ scoreless innings, and they're the reason why they got back on track against the Tigers. But unfortunately, one bad inning like that, and everything's changed. And look, I mean, Phillips, he got the first two hitters out. He did. He was close. Then Colt Keith, he said, you know what? I'm going to keep this game going. And he was able to get on, and then you had that, yeah, Colt Keith, man. You get that game-tying two-run shot. That made it 9-9. And like I said, Phillips has now blown two saves in his last save opportunities. And, just a really, really tough loss for the Dodgers. And really just some bad breaks, too. I mean, you had a great opportunity to get back in the lead with Freddie Freeman up when the bases loaded. He grounded one right up the middle. And really nice play by Zach McKinstry. Give him credit. Really a game-saving play for him against his former team. And then Johan Ramirez, he served up a cement mixer that ended the game. But let's do all your comments for the rest of the show. Pajes gets on base. Sounds like it's Moneyball there. Mike Saldana, Arizona's making a move. Mike Saldana, this is embarrassing from Shannon Payne. Leave Pajes alone. He deserves to play. Ruben says, D-Mac, we need a real manager already. Smash that like button for D-Mac from Diane Schroeder. Yeah, smash that like button if you want to see the Dodgers trade for an A starting pitcher. Trade for another reliever. Smash that like button so we could get the manifesting in there. We need to make it happen. Daniel Finn, they need 5 new players, even with Mookie and Yama coming back. That's from Daniel Finn. Whack'em sticks, 1 glass now, 2 crochet, 3 Yamamoto, 4 Kershaw. That's the winning formula for October. I'll give you a fire take for that one. If Kershaw comes back and he's healthy and he has the feel for that slider, he's locating the fastball, yeah, he would absolutely feel okay about him as your number 4. I think Gavin Stone, we'll see what he's able to do and if he can make a run at that, or if you get another guy like a Kikuchi, an Eovaldi, someone like that that fits into that as well. Does Will Smith play every other game? It's feeling like that, but no. I'm Blue 84. D-Mac, how do you not put any blame on Dave Roberts? Dave Roberts, I am fair with Dave Roberts. I criticize him when he deserves it. Yesterday, I think he did a really nice job outmanaging A.J. Hinch when he was able to get Austin Barnes at the plate after he forced the pitching change, and he got the favorable matchup. He went with Outman, then he went with Barnes. And today, look, I think from what I heard after the game, he was not very pleased. And look, I think Dave Roberts does a great job of staying even keel throughout a long season. But no matter how I feel about Dave, the truth of the matter is he knows what's at stake. I had Buster Olney on the show yesterday, and he thinks that if Dave Roberts and this Dodgers team don't make it deep into the postseason, he could be on the hot seat because he's the easiest guy to change in all of this. So, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that with Doc, I mean, they have been, that's how you want to frame it. They've been decimated by injuries. The bullpen, from a talent perspective, the pitching from a talent perspective and what's been available, it has been subpar. It has been lower third in the league for more than a month. So it's tough. I mean, if you're Dave Roberts and you're going to war with butter knives, sometimes it feels like when you're put in tough spots with some of these pieces late in games, it's difficult. Having said that, at the end of the day, you got this team in first place. You get healthy, you can make a run at the number 2 spot for sure, stay in front of the Brewers, and who knows, you get hot, you can make a run at the Phillies. But Dave will ultimately determine his own fate. It's the truth of the matter is, he will. Is he the perfect manager? No. There is no such thing as a perfect manager. But it's tough to put this one on Dave Roberts. I mean, did you want him to start that inning with Evan Phillips with a 5-run lead, right? So it's just tough. I mean, guys didn't come through, and ultimately, is he going to take some of the heat? He sure is, because that's who he is. But still, I mean, I think the players in the roster construction and having players that have gone injured again, 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 and units that have gone injured again, again, are a much bigger culprit. If you focus on Dave Roberts solely, you're losing sight of the true issues with this team. And if you want to know the true issues, you have to look past that. You're here to tell me that Dave Roberts is worse for this team than injuries are? I mean, that's just lazy, to be quite frank. Joel Rodriguez, D-Mac, who do you have winning the home run derby? Going to place some winning bets with Ipe. You know, I mean, if Teoscar Hernandez is in, I'm going with Teo. Call me a homer. But we got to go with our guy, because Teo's got a nice short stroke. He's got the ability to get to balls. I mean, I think for me, if he would be great to see him have a nice little moment there and just capitalize, considering he's in the home run derby in the first place. But I think too, it just kind of depends on who gets hot. I mean, Pete Alonso, that's like his night, right? Adolis Garcia. It could be his night too. Hometown guy, Marcell Ozuna, Gunnar Henderson, Bobby Witt Jr., Jose Ramirez, Alec Bohm. Let's go with Pete Alonso. Call me a front runner, but I think it'll be Pete Alonso winning it this one. Pete Alonso or Teoscar Hernandez. But a couple more here, guys. We got Meltdown, to say the least. Páez is a beast. Páez is weak. Tommy Alvarado, disagree. D-Mac for manager. Jay Bullitt. Oh, I love manager's team. D-Mac, send me a shirt. Poppy Chulo. Joel Rodriguez. We'll do some more shirt giveaways. Go to gearup.la. D-Mac, send me your Calzones, Poppy. Did somebody say Mookie Eduardo Delgado? We got, did Max Muncy and Bruce Dar Gratterall die? Max Muncy is still trying to work his way back from that oblique. So there's that. And hopefully he'll be back at some point in August. And you look at Bruce Dar Gratterall, and Bruce Dar, that's been one of the big ones. But Dave Roberts said yesterday he could be activated off the 60-day IL by the end of July. So that definitely is promising. You could see Bruce Dar Gratterall back by the end of July. But look, what did we learn about this team today? We learned that this team is gassed. They're crawling to the deadline. They need that all-star break in the worst way. They need to go out there and solidify this rotation and bolster the bullpen. Those are the biggest takeaways. And that's what we learned from today. And it was a very disappointing loss for sure. We got a couple more, D-Mac, is this the end of the world? Paggy, it is not the end of the world. I promise you that. Tina Guzman, D-Mac, cue up the song. The heat is on. They need pitching ASAP. It's a fire take.
Fire take.
For sure. Does anyone care about the All-Star game? It's always fun. I like the better when they all wore their own jerseys, though. Hate the jerseys they've used. No doubt about it. Classic Cavs. Hey, D-Mac, any other pitchers that will pitch for us before our guys are back? I mean, we just talked about Bruce Dar Gratterall. I mean, we're going to get guys back. I think River Ryan is another interesting name, too. Has a lot of upside. We'll see if they call up an arm, because the blown lead led to more pitches thrown by Johan Ramirez. And also, Teoscar Hernandez getting hit on the forearm. So it could have been really, really a disaster for sure. Michael McCaffrey, D-Mac, who's going to win the All-Star game? And I can place a bet with Shohei. Okay, enough of the Shohei and eBay stuff. Fans needed to vent. You're a good dude for this Saturday show, D-Mac NS. Yeah, we need to get this one off our chest. I wasn't planning on doing a show today, but you guys know, 24/7, 365, not just a weekday thing, guys. I'm here for you guys every single day to talk Dodger baseball. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Dodgers Nation postgame show. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the channel. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. Hit that like button and comment GoTani down below so you're eligible for our next big giveaway at 95,000 subscribers. We're going to do a 94,000 subscriber giveaway that you're going to be announcing next week. So be on the lookout for that. Definitely, definitely comment down below and subscribe to the channel. Thanks, John Uland, YS Kim, EB. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Kenny Chung, you are the man as well. NS, Mike Saldana, Pika Peep, Anthony Estrada. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Ice 23, Donald Segura, Roy Estrada. We got Charlene O. Guys, trust me, I'm your shoulder to cry on. But today we had this therapy session together. Dodgers are going to be okay. Let's get the win tomorrow and feel good heading into the All-Star break. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Dodgers Nation post-game show. Remember, nothing brings us together quite like Dodger baseball. And until next time, think blue.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.